We'd like to welcome you again to Great Resolutions. We've been covering the life of our brother George Mueller, and today we're going to go on to the fourth session on his testimony. And my name is Marty Robert, and with me again today is Bill Lawson. Welcome, Bill.
Yep, very good. It's good to be back, Marty.
Well, this time we're going to enter into George Mueller's source of his supply. And I think anyone that would read the biography of George Mueller, of course, would be very inspired by his testimony of faith in the prayer hearing God. But many, including us, and we might have a question, you know, how did such a servant of the Lord endure? And how did he continue to serve from day to day? And how did he remain faithful to persevere in his prayer? And how did he even know what to pray for, what words to use, and where did he draw his strength? And how did his faith, the measure of his faith, increase and grow to really depend on the Lord in such a way? And today we come to the matter of the Word of God, and we find out that George Mueller's testimony, that his source of strength and supply and his faith and all was really focused on his interacting with the rich, constant, and practical source of supply in the Word of God. And this really affected his prayer life, for his his living, and for his work for the Lord.
Most believers and most people, Marty, that are familiar with George Mueller mainly are impressed with the work, like you say, that he did, his orphanage, caring for over 10,000 children over 60 years. And that was to them a real testimony of answer to prayer, how faithful George Mueller was to the Lord. The Lord answered his prayer. Financially, he was supplied all during this time when there was apparently no funds left. But not that many, as you say, are familiar with the side of his prayer life, and not just his prayer life, but how he incorporated the Word of God with his prayer to give him the strength, the sustenance, the supply to enable him to carry on for so many years. It's like, where did he get his supply? He's like a root out of dry ground, you know, that Isaiah spoke about the Lord. But I know when I visited his museum and home there in Bristol, England, about 5 or 6 years ago in the southern part of the United Kingdom, we were amazed. We actually saw the very books and the outright entries that he made concerning answers to prayer. Mm-hmm. But not that much were we familiar with how much he was sustained by the Word of God. How did he study the Word of God? How did he read the Word of God? So we want to take a look at that in a marvelous way. Even our brother Lee is said to have said, every time I read his journal, I was brought before God, you know, the very God, and given the sense of the right of God's presence. He said, this made me feel that Mueller was one who lived in the light and who lived before God. Right. And no doubt he lived in such a way, but I think we need to go behind the scenes and see how was he sustained to live such a life. And that is his unflinching and unswerving love for the Word of God.
Well, I think Brother Lee's testimony is true. When he read George Mueller's journal, that he said he didn't feel like he was coming to just someone who was operating a big, large business, but he was touching a person who was really in fellowship with the Lord and was giving the Lord place in him and was filled with him inwardly. So I think it's true. When you read George Mueller's writings, you do come away with a sense that this man really had an inner life. He really had a touch with the Lord, and he had God's presence with him. So I know George Mueller himself, he was burdened that all of the Lord's children will learn to appropriate the riches from the what he called our rich father. And he said he even was grieved if some just considered him as such an extraordinary believer or someone who had such a special gift that could live in that way. But he said, actually, God is faithful. He can be depended upon, and all believers should be able to come to him and to expect answers to their prayers. So,
Right, Marty. He, you know, as you say, he was not, didn't want to consider himself a special person, like unattainable kind of living that no other believers could have, but that they also could enter into their own experiences and also be filled with the Word and be one filled with the spirit of prayer.
Well, George said, you know, not everybody is called to establish orphan houses or charity schools.
Right.
But he said we should all learn to have a simple confidence of faith to cast all our burdens upon the Lord, to trust in Him for everything, and to be able to expect answers to our petitions.
Right.
So, of course, George gives us his secret. How did he live in such a way? And this should be our encouragement to follow in the same path. And that is, he even said, you might wonder, how can my faith be strengthened like his was?
Yeah.
And he said, the answer was that he practiced a careful reading of the Word of God, and he combined this reading with meditation on it, or you could say this meditation was his musing upon the Word in a slow way.
Right.
That led him into a prayer life. He used the Word as a basis for his prayer.
Right.
And I think this is so wonderful, such a wonderful testimony.
Really so. His practice, he eventually, Marty, no doubt in his experience before the Lord, he began to realize that he was short, no doubt the early part of his Christian life. He was short, and he realized later he was short of being in the Word, even reading the Word in a daily way. He made a practice of being in God's Word in a daily way, not once a year or once every 10 years. That really became the secret of his believing faith, and that gave him the supply for him to live a life fully dependent on God. Even, you know, when he was in divinity school, as a student, you know, he didn't read the Bible. It's almost like amazing that you could be a divinity student and not read the Bible. But
right.
That was his experience. Eventually, right, his heart was open to the Lord. You know, when he heard a brother read the Bible in a home, this opened his heart to the Lord. Then even after his salvation, right, he said in the first 3 years after he was converted, he neglected the Word of God,
right?
But then he began to enjoy the Word, you know, in a daily way. And he couldn't, he looked back and said he couldn't believe how he could go all those years without treating God's Word, God's book, with such neglect.
Well, this these three things I think are so interesting was, first of all, his reading of the Bible, and then we have his studying the Bible, and then finally we have the mingling of the Bible or the Word of God with his prayer. But I think it did begin with just his simple reading, and he said he came to the Lord habitually, and he read the built up a habit, which sounds like he had to cultivate over time. It took him time to build up this habit,
right,
habitually, and to read consecutively, book by book. And he said this really brought him into an intimate acquaintance with the author. And
right.
He felt the Word, the Bible, was the one fountain of wisdom and strength. And he said it was his divine roadmap, which guided him many times through times of trial and crisis.
Right.
So this developed over time, and George Mueller, like you say, from the beginning was not reading the Bible at all. In fact, he didn't even own a Bible in the beginning. But then eventually, the last 20 years of his life, apparently, you know, his testimony is that he read the Bible about 4 or 5 times annually.
A year. It's hard for us to get through once a year.
That's true. And George Mueller, you know, it's estimated that he read through the entire Bible maybe a couple hundred times in his lifetime. You have to say, surely, he really loved the Word of God.
Right. Not only, Marty, too, I think the listeners need to know this, is that he not only read the Bible, you know, in a consistent way, which is very, very good, but he also studied the Bible, which is something deeper. I think as he began to live the Christian life and he gained experiences, deeper experience of the Lord, he realized he needs to not only just read it somewhat, you know, in a regular, general way. He needs to dive into it. So he began to study the Word of God, right, in a much more serious way. Then one time he had this experience. He was in a conversation with some other sisters in the Lord, and they did happen to ask him about, you know, what do you feel about baptism? And then he responded that, oh, I was baptized as a child. There's no need to be baptized again. And then one of the sisters kind of somewhat rebuked him, say, hey, well, George, you better look into this thing and see what the Bible has to say, not just your own experience. So then he wasn't offended by that, but by the Lord's mercy, he took that word from the Lord and began to search the scriptures on baptism. Then he realized, wow, only people who are genuinely believers in Christ, who've confessed the name of the Lord, can be baptized. How can an infant confess the name of the Lord? Mm-hmm. And that also the baptism should not be by sprinkling or like a waving a flag over someone, but really immersed fully into water. But eventually he took the grace, and he did not insist on that practice because he realized baptism is not part of the saving faith.
I think that was a good experience, and that did have a long-lasting impact on him. In fact, after that experience, he said he always practiced to come back to find out what do the scriptures teach.
Right.
So he had a pretty simple way of studying the Bible. He said, first of all, he would just pray and ask the Lord to open his eyes.
Right.
And to enlighten or illuminate his mind. And that he asked the Lord to purify him of all his bias and opinions, that he wouldn't be bound by any influence of tradition. So he realized that this was important, and he felt like all Christians should approach any doctrine or practice on the basis of what do the scriptures teach. And I think based on this experience, he really learned this lesson. Well, this was common to him. You know, he said, when we come to the Bible, of course, we know that God has an enemy, Satan, and he's always tempting us to give up the reading and the studying of the Bible, and as if there's no use. And he said, one thing I thought was helpful was sometimes we always check, are we really enjoying it? And he said, we have to be a little bit careful. He said the way to enjoy him is to keep reading. You know, sometimes if you stop praying, you might think less desire. You have to pray. He said the way to increase your spirit of prayer is to continue praying. So I thought both of these things, continuing in the Word, reading the Bible and studying the Bible and continuing in prayer is the way we can enter into more enjoyment.
I think as we get more, Marty, into this brother and his experience, I think when I consider the word that he may have got into is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, where Paul writes to the Ephesians as they receive the sword of the Spirit. Which Spirit is the Word of God, and how do you receive it? Paul says, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit. I think George Mueller really entered into Paul's experience there of praying with the Word, because we all know in our experience, especially the younger we are in the Lord, we just run out of things to pray.
Right.
We start praying for a few minutes, 5 minutes, all of a sudden we run out. But when we use the Word as a basis, it's an endless supply of riches to enable us to continue to pray. So we need to learn how to mingle our spirit with the Lord, mingle our prayer with the Word, so that we pray with the Word, we pray around the Word, we pray by means of the Word, and that provides us with an endless supply of riches to enable us to be sustained in our Christian walk.
I think George Mueller really advanced in his approach in coming to the Lord. He even testified that when he used to come to the Lord, it was mainly just to pray.
Yeah.
And he said he got going, you know, right the first thing in the morning was to, he thought it was his primary business, was first to pray for people's salvation and pray for different matters in the Christian life and in his service. But he said now he saw that the most important thing was to give himself to the reading of the Word and to meditate upon it or to feed upon it. And I think he really took the word, like it says in Matthew, it says, man shall not live on bread alone, but upon every word that proceeds out from the mouth of God. And he said, just like our outer man needs to be nourished if we're going to be able to work during the day, our inner man also needs to obtain food. And the food is in the word. And so by the reading of the word, he said our goal should be to be brought into a happy state where our inner man is really nourished. And then out from that, there will be an issue of prayer for others that the Lord will lead us after we've been nourished up with the words of the faith.
Yeah, it's interesting, Marty. Brother Watchman Nee, in his volume called Messages for Building Up New Believers, that's volume number one, he has about 3 or 4 pages in here. And under this chapter of Brother Watchman Nee's ministry, the chapter is entitled Reading the Bible. Then number one is the importance of reading the Bible. Number two is basic principles in reading the Bible. And then it's interesting in chapter three, under the title Different Ways to Read the Bible, under this first point, he quotes George Mueller under the title Meditating on the Word During the First Period of Time. That was in the morning, is the first period of time where we need to learn how to meditate, to pray, and consider God's Word. He says, concerning meditating on the Word, capital W, the Bible, I think, Brother Nee says, I think the best thing is for me to quote George Mueller. And then he spends about three or four pages just to quote from the experience and the writings of George Mueller, how much George Mueller was into this matter of meditating, praying, and then, in a sense, that was the secret of his supply and strength in all his prayer and service before God. He was richly supplied by taking in the divine food of the Word of God through his prayer, and that enabled him to live and work with strength from day to day.
Well, let me read a little quote of George Mueller. I think that's contained there in that portion quoted by Watchman Nee. George Mueller said, I began, therefore, to meditate on the New Testament from the beginning early in the morning. The first thing I did after having asked in a few words the Lord's blessing upon his precious word was to begin to meditate on the word of God, searching, as it were, into every verse to get blessing out of it. Not for the sake of his public ministry of the word, nor for the sake of preaching on what he had meditated upon, but for the sake of obtaining food for my soul or my inner man. George Mueller really had this experience, and he said, doing this, the result was almost invariably that after a time like this, he was led to confession or thanksgiving or intercession or supplication, and caused him immediately to turn the words that he was reading, that he was feeding upon, they were turned into prayer for himself and for others. Well, this was really George Mueller's secret, Bill. I think we hit it on the matter of the reading of the Bible, the studying the Bible, and the praying or meditating over the Word. And this is really George Mueller's secret of supply and his strength in his Christian life and his prayer life and his living by faith was to be strengthened day by day by being supplied by taking in this divine food contained in the Word of God. And I think this is such an encouragement and a pattern to us. And I think this is a really a good way for us to follow in the same path as our brother George Mueller.
He's really a pattern, an example to us in the Word, in prayer, and so on.
All right, Bill, I think we'll conclude here for today. And we encourage our listeners to tune in next time. We're going to have one more program on the testimony of our brother George Mueller. And that is his testimony of living by faith. I know Brother Witness Lee said that George Mueller was the one who recovered the matter of living by faith. And we'll see this clearly in his life work and how he appealed to God alone for all the funds to raise up these orphanages and to care for all these children over the course of his 60 years of service there in Bristol, England. So appreciate again the time together, Bill, and I think we'll sign off here, huh?
Okay, very good.
All right, thank you.